testimony hall inspired.
Open your mouth, blasting all the tongues. There's gotta be a realm higher than where you are. I can't only Shanaka, Amazaraya, Elekateya, Ashadeya, Akata, Ashataya, Eleberekate, Amenekotoya, Ashadaya, Akataya. Open your mouth, blast it on the torch. Jesus said, Amen. The water I shall give unto you, Amadekas, shall bubble, shall spring unto eternal life. Amenekade, Amenshre, Amalaka, Amazade, Akatata, Amedeka, Apalaka, Amazode, Akate, Apada, Alebede, Amenshade, Akotoni, Amene, Alabala, Amazada, Eshekate, Epalaya, Amalaka, Amazada, Alebede, Akoda, Amazade, Apalakode, Apazan, Amekotoya, Apalaya, Asadada, Amadada, Amelede, Ekata, Emakaya, Amanaya, Akodea, Amazada, Elekade, Apalaya, Amazada, Alabala, Akotoda, Amenene, Apalada, Esatata, Amenapolo, Amazada, let a believer don't die aloud, amen. Let your amen rise like fire. Let your amen turn louder. Let your amen rise. Let your amen rise. Say today, I announce, I arise. Say today, I announce, my glory will not be in the valley. My glory will not be in the valley. Say today, I rise, I take my place at the mountain, sit there, I announce whatsoever that is mine, my prayer life, my word life, my consecration, my career, my business, that is in the valley, right now, right now. I push them out, I push them out, I walk away, I walk away, I break out, I break out, I break out of every valley, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. Open your mouth, Akataya, Amalekai, Araka, Abashade, Akaleya, Amazadeya, Akataya, Abalaya, for in that day, mountain of the lost house shall be exalted above every other mountain. Papaya, Amenada, Isakada, Abalaka, Amesha, Apakada, Abazede, Akoda, Abazede, Akataya, Amenaya, Ameshade, Apapa, Abale, Amenaki, Abazada, Abalaka, let a believer don't die louder, amen. Let your amen rise like fire. Let your amen turn louder. Call your name and say, Jerry. Say, hear the word of the Lord. You will not be tied down by the old. Say, Jerry, the old, the old, the old will not tie you down. Say, Jerry, there is a higher ground. Say, there is a higher ground. There is a higher ground. Say, Jerry, any old mentality, old behavior, from it right now. Right now. Fire. 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 Open your mouth. Akala. Ashadek. Avala. Ashadek. Ekota. Amalaya. Asha. You better pray. Akata. Alevela. Akata. Fire. Fire. Akata. Hey, Akata. Ebele. Ashada. Hey, Yaka. Abalaka. Ashada. Hey, Yaka. Amala. Ashadeke. Ashadeke. Abalaka. Araba. Hey, Yaka. Hold anointing. Abalaka. Hold on, Shada. Amenene. Amenene. Akata. Hold addiction. Abalaka. Amen. Break. 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 Ayaya. 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 Ameneka. Ashada. Abala. Abala. Can't you hear it? Amen. Behold, I will do a new thing, saith the Lord. Akata. Amesha. Abba. Arada. Every old. Every old. Hey. 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 Akata. 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 Amen. Amen. Ashada. Abade. Amen. Akata. Abade. Akala. Amen. Amesha. Abala. Akora. Hey, ay, ay, hey, ay, ay, hey, ay, ay, ababa, amenana, esadada, akada, amena, ebede, ebara, ay, 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 emelaka, abala, amenana, esada, ebele, let ebeleba, don't die aloud, amen. Lay your two hands on your belly. Amalabarakoshan. Lebererekoshi. Leberekada. Hasana koti. Leberekasa. Hashandaka. Alabalaka. And Jesus said to the Samaritan woman, if you knew the gift of God, and he that said unto you, give me to drink, you would have asked of him, and he would have given you the living water. And the woman said, give me to drink. Apatakata. There is a generation here tonight, and all they are saying is, give me to drink. We are not ignorant like the Samaritan woman, and we are saying, give me to drink. Situations are demanding more than we can give. Give me to drink. There is a people that are here tonight that are saying, we can't remain here. We can't remain here. Give me to drink. There is a people who have been destined to take over in different sectors, life endeavors. Give me to drink. As your two hands are on your belly for 2 minutes, you are going to thunder in other tongues. You are going to thunder in other tongues. I did not say whispering tongues, thundering tongues. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Amenaka. Building up yourself. Building up yourself. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. Amenaka. Hey, hey, hey. Yeah, patata. Amenaka. La desi. Amenaka. Amenaka. La patata. Ekota. Out of your belly, 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 drop low. Hey, epic, 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 amenada, asada, ay, 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 amenada, hey, shada, ay, 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 elevated, esecate, amenada, out of your belly, out of your belly, out of your belly, ekada, amen, eshatada, amen, let there be a stirring, for the stirring of the milk produces butter, ay, 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 amen, korai, esadada, amen, ekada, eshatada, amen, ekada, abale, esada, apala, amen, Lebarabashande. Lekode bazende kotu. Zomorodo kolode. Rekotekete. Lemene kate. Everything blocking your revelation. Everything blocking your insight. Everything blocking your foresight. Everything sapping your energy. Everything confusing you. Everything derailing your destiny. It is an error to conclude emergence, and I don't emerge, and I don't leave some things behind. The worshipper in me wants to be set free. The worshipper in me is yearning. Hey, Akada. Hey, today. The worshipper in me, Ikata. He's saying enough is enough. Abadaka. The worshipper in me, Ikata. Asada. Ayaya. Ayaya. Akatete. Amenakada. Abalaka. Hey, Shada. Hey, Shada. Amanaka. Abalaka. Hey, Yakata. Hey, Nanana. Ayakota. Abedada. 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 Rakata. 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 Amalakadeza. Lebarababash. Leborotose. Zanibalakote. Shanerose. Jesus, we thank you. Hey, Kosende. Harabalababasa. Leborosha. Leborose. Do not let me go. Same way I came. Leborosha. Touch me with your hand. Makola barabasade. Oh Lord. Hanebasa. Do not let me go. Ayanakote. Same way. Halabade. Touch me with your hand. Eleborokoshara.
Oh Lord. Do not let me go.
Harabade.
The same way. Touch me with your hand.
Let the weight of your glory
cover us.
Let the light of your glory. Let the truth of your kingdom.
Let the light of your glory
will bless you. We'll bless you. We'll bless you. We'll bless you. Spirit, lead me where my trust is without bound.
Let me walk upon the waters wherever you may call me. Take me deep in my feet could ever wander. My faith will be made stronger in the presence of my Savior. Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters.
Jesus, we thank you. Great works, strange acts of God have taken place beyond our human mind configuration. Ancient chains and locks have been broken for a generation to emerge. Patterns of hell, mentality that outrages great men have been broken for a people to emerge. Thank you, Father. We give you all the glory, Jesus. Thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Wherever you are, will you open the Bibles? Open the scriptures to the book of Revelation. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 22. Whether you agree or not, whether you understand this or not, you will never leave the same way you came. I wish your amen would thunder louder than it did. Arise for the reading of God's word. So can everyone stand on your feet as we read God's word together. From the book of Revelation chapter 22. From verse 1. We read Revelation 22. From verse 1. And we read from verse 1 to 4. We'll read from verse 1 to 4. Lift up your right hand. Say, Father, whatsoever you're doing tonight, remember me. Say, Father, say, whatsoever you are doing tonight, say, Father, I am a partaker. If you understand it, can you say louder, amen? So we'll read Revelation 22 from verse 1 to 4. Can we read together, church? One to go. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. And in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bear 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. Please, we're going to read it again. We're going to read it three times. Can we read it for the second time? And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, And on either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. For the very last time, let's read it together again. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. If you don't mind, show, while we remain standing, we're going to read all that we need to read, and then we'll just settle and tidy up. Revelations 2 verse 7. Hope I got that correctly. Revelations 2 verse 7. Yes. Can we read together, church? Let's go. He that had an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh, will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Now, I just quoted this scripture so that you will know that the tree of life is there to be eaten. So it's not there for you to just admire. Amen. Somebody help me lift up your right hand and say, I will eat of it. Remember and recall that it was Jesus who was teaching his disciples on how to pray. And he says that when you pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Which means every revelation of heaven is a typology of what should happen on earth. Did you hear what I just said right now? So whereas you might just say, oh pastor, is this not eschatological in nature? Whereas it is for a time to come, it is symbolic of what should happen now. Did you get what I just said right now? Because it was Jesus in teaching his disciples on how to pray. He said, wherever I have shown you in heaven is dependent on you to ensure the enforcement of it while you are on earth. Are we together? Now jump with me to Ezekiel 47. So Ezekiel also comes in a very dynamic manner and almost speaks in a manner that spoke about what John the Revelator was going to see in Revelation chapter 22. Can we read together? One to go. Afterward, he brought me again unto the door of the house, and behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward, for the forefront of the house stood toward the east, and the waters came down from under, from the right side of the house, at the south side of the altar. Yes. Then brought me out of the way of the gates northward, and led me about the way without, unto the outer gate, by the way that looketh eastward. And behold, there ran out waters on the right side. And when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits and brought me through the waters were to the ankles. Again he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters were to the knees. And he measured 1,000 and brought me through, the waters were to the loins. Afterward he measured 1,000 and it was a river that I could not pass over, for the waters were risen, waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over. Somebody lift up your two hands and say, Father, let the waters rise. Oh, that was the wrong person that I was speaking to, but can I get a man and a woman on assignment? Lift up your two hands and thunder, say, Father, let the waters rise. Say, Father, let the waters rise. Thunder again, say, Father, let the waters rise. Say it again, say, Father, let the waters rise. 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 Can they believe a thunder louder? Amen.
Take your seat in the presence of God. Call your name for me and say, Jerry Eze. Say, your destiny must emerge. I say, Jerry Eze, you cannot live below the standard of God concerning your life. Call your name again. Say, Jerry Eze. Say, thus saith the Lord, if you were born for more, you will not settle for less. Say, Jerry Eze. Say, your time has come. Say, Jerry Eze, you are breaking forth on every side. Say, Jerry Eze, what stopped your father, what stopped your mother, will not stop you. Say, Jerry Eze, with all that you know, with all the encounters you are having, say, Jerry Eze, arise. You belong to the takeover generation. Say, Jerry Eze, no deposit of divinity upon your life will be a waste. Say, Jerry Eze, hear the word of the Lord. You are a savior. You are a savior. Say, Jerry, have you not heard? Saviors will arise out of Zion. Say, Jerry, you were born to save. You were born to save. You were born to save. Can they believe it? Can they louder? Amen. Take your seat in the presence of God. Lebaraka, I make a promise to God. For as long as you remain under this cover, hear me. Even if you have decided to settle for less, for the Lord has led me with a prayer for the next 71 days. And the Lord said to me, you're going to have Shandeka. You are going to wait on me from tomorrow to the next 71 days. And my prayer, and the Lord said to me, nobody that comes under your ministration, nobody that is connected to this commission, even if you have chosen to remain small, even if in your father's house they don't fulfill their destiny, I come with a new charge from the Lord unto you. As long as you got connected here, whatever that stopped your father, stopped your mother, reduced your family, as your amen was under, they are broken by fire. 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 Let your amen intimidate the gates of hell. Somebody help me to understand. I was made for more. Say, I was made for more. Say, I was made for more. Somebody shout, more, 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 more. Let your amen turn louder. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Don't ask how it will happen. The Bible says any man born of the Spirit is like a wind. You cannot tell where the person is coming from and where the person is going from. You don't look like the likely person to rise. You don't look like the likely person for the world to hear your voice. The Lord wants to let you know it is not by might, neither will it be by power, but it is by the Spirit of the Lord. Can your amen thunder louder? Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. And John the Revelator begins to say, this was a template of what God gave me that ensured that men were no longer ordinary. This was a template that I saw that changed the trajectory of every other thing that was going to lead to the closure of the revelation that I have been receiving from chapter 1. And then as he tried to tidy up the entire revelation, he begins to tell us about this water that came from the throne of God. Interestingly, Aporosaka, John the Revelator, begins to say, I saw something really strange. Abalakasa, that this water came from the throne of God. You know, every time you hear the word throne, what you remember is authority. What you remember is rulership. What you think is reign. What you remember is influence, territorial control. control. Every time you remember the word throne, it actually brings to your mind a king. And John the Revelator says, I saw the water coming from the place of the throne of God, from the place of authority, from the place of power. It is important that I put this glare in your spirit, because Jesus was going to be talking about the water that he gave to the Samaritan woman and the effect of the water. And he says how the water is going to spring up unto eternal life. So at this time around, we're not talking about water that is coming from the throne, but water coming from the inside of you. And but in the typology of John, John says the water came from the place of authority. John says the water came from the place of power. John was saying that water came from the place of territorial control. Sir, in other words, no authority, no fresh release of water. Sir, you are situated in a place of power. I'm afraid. Kilando super tasha. There's a freshness that comes with the water of life. The only men who understand that kisaya, their throne and their capacity will release a freshness of water. Manakurande kesendeya. Eshande bokosuya. Is it not also true that when the prophet got to the land and they said to the prophet, the situation of the land is pleasant, but the water is bitter? And the word prophet seemed to be saying, I don't step into a city and the water is bitter. In other words, wakurisha, whatever that will come out of me will not be bitter for a generation. And the prophet took the cruse of salt and poured into the water, and everything changed. In other words, he said, there was water that came from the source, and it came from the place of power, from the place of authority, from the place of control. And God seemed to be saying to someone under the sound of my voice, Kashida, there is a flow. Every time water is used in the scripture, it's either it's referring to the word, or it's referring to the Holy Spirit, or it's referring to the manifestations, a strange act of God. And God is saying there's a water that is about to flow, or there is a water that is flowing. But you must be careful to understand, there is no flow if a man does not have capacity. Interestingly, I should have thought that the Bible would say the throne of God, and that would be fine. But it might have looked salient, but it was very profound. He says that this water, and he showed me a pure river of water of life. Please don't forget, water of life. Just put it in one corner of your mind. But let me drop it just before I go on. It takes only the water of life to produce the tree of life. Can I say one more time? It only takes the water. Do not ask for the planting of the Lord when you do not have the water that sustains it. So there is a generation that says, Lord, plant. And the Lord is asking, where is your water? I'll come back to that later on. And he says, water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. Don't get it twisted. If I take you through all the translation, it did not mean that the throne of God is of the Lamb. Is the throne of God a throne of the Lamb? The John the Revelator says, I saw water flowing. One was flowing from the throne of God, and another was also flowing from where the Lamb was. Now, it is the same water, but different personalities projected the water. There was the personality of he that was territorially in control, of power, of majesty, of significance. There was yet another one that had the flow of water, but it was coming from the place of sacrifice. Don't just understand the power you carry, understand the sacrifice you should become. Did you hear what I just said right now? Do not just understand, Pastor, I understand my identity in Christ. Do you understand that this water also flows from the place of the Lamb? Oh,
go and ask any man God has taken through sacrifice. There is only a flow of water that can be squeezed out through sacrifice. Child of God, impartation cannot give it to you. Run the kosotoya. There is a squeeze. What is the water? Permit my use of words. That will change your destiny is in the lamp. The one flowing from the lamp, not the one coming from the throne. Did you get what I just said right now? So that what if what you need, what if what your destiny is asking for is the one that comes from them? Yet you treat it like, oh God, I'm not going to sacrifice nothing. I'm not going to allow this go. I'm not going to realign in this area. Lift up your right hand. Say, Father, whatever it takes, I am ready. Can you declare it again? Say, Father, whatever it takes, say, I am ready. Declare it again. Say, Father, whatever it takes, I am ready. If you understand it, can you scream a better amen? As a proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. Yes, the next verse, if you don't mind. And in the midst of the street of it and on the side of it was the tree of life. Now, Ezekiel, do not forget, in Ezekiel 47, begins to tell us about exactly what this water did. Now, Ezekiel said his own proceeded from the temple. And Ezekiel said, as the waters came from the temple, the man with the measuring line now appeared. Because we always talk about how the waters rose, and you didn't have an idea that this water is actually where the waters that came out from the temple, from the right side of the altar. So it actually came from the temple. And Ezekiel said, do not forget that the Bible calls it the water of life. The water of life. Do not forget that I said it takes the water of life to produce the tree of life. Do you understand what I said? And Ezekiel said, the first thing that the waters did was that it came to my ankle. I'm going to ask us to pray in a heartbeat. The first thing that the waters did was that it came to my ankle. Don't forget that it is not just water. It is water of life. People of God, water of life. So the first thing that the waters did, by the way, again, do I want to believe myself that the ankle once again is somewhere here? Am I correct? Yes. So Ezekiel was simply trying to say, when the water came, it was interested in from my ankle to my feet area. In other words, the first thing it was interested in doing is to give life to my movement. It is the water of life. So it wasn't just water that just came. So Lord, the first thing you are interested in tonight is that somebody must move. It is not a prophecy, but the water must catch your steps in destiny. Things that have tied you down to export, habits that have tied you down to export, Amalika, as your amen will thunder, I announce that they are broken by fire. I wish your amen will thunder louder than it is doing right now. Lift up your right hand and call your name. Say, Jerry, you must move right now. Say, you must move right now. Thunder it again. Say, let the water of life locate your feet. Say, Jerry is here. Let the water of life locate your feet. Say, today, any chain on your feet right now, break. Break, 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 break. Let your amen thunder louder. Let me just spell so that we can do this prayer together, because there's so much I have to say. I've not even gotten into the heart of my message yet. Abashia and Ezekiel said that the first thing you were interested in, Marabala, let me tell you something. This is the reason why, even several times, whether it was Peter speaking or Apostle Paul speaking, they were very mad about Christians who are not improving. Several times the apostles were asked, shall we continue in sin that grace? Oh, God forbid. He said, by this time you should be teaching others. Yes, somebody is still teaching you the same very things. So which means that I'm interested. The water of life is hitting your feet so that your journey can receive life. by virtue of the way you started this year, you should not be where you are. We are down to July. We are still struggling with the same prayer life. I don't know who is trusting God tonight and say, Pastor, I am going to move tonight. We are in July. We are still struggling with the same limitation. But listen, when the angel came to meet Peter in the prison, as soon as he touched Peter, the Bible said, put the chains on the feet, put the chains on the hand. Everything were broken. Declare by the reason of the water of life, whatsoever that has tied me down to a place I have outgrown, say right now, break, 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 let the believer turn the break. And it begins from the feet. And then he says, the man came again and measured a second time. As soon as he measured the second time, the waters rose. And got to my knees. You know, when the Bible says that at the mention of his name, every knee will bow. So you do not just want me to journey. You want to bring me to a place of submission. The waters rose again, stopped at distinct places. The next place it was going to stop was on the knee. Merote kasha, balika da suda, erebelekat. Ah, I wish that kneeling down is submission. I wish that every time we kneel, it means submit. Are you not aware that one of the reasons why he let the water proceed out of his throne is to bring you to a place where you say, God, if you can avail me of your water, then you can have my knees on my ground. Lord, if you, but as some of you did not pray for the water that came, you did not deserve the water that came. Some of you, if they were going to choose those that were going to give the water, you were not likely going to be the person. But you didn't realize that the water was not for you to brag. The water was first of all to get to your knee. Because you've been asking God, permit me to just jump forward, Ribalaha, and tell you that the water moved from the knees to the waist. And you understand the waist region is your productive region. The Baliashaha is your productivity area. So the water moved from the knees to the waist. Now hear me, people of God. Some people are praying, Lord, make me productive. The Lord says, how do you ask the water to rise to your waist when the water has not yet risen to your knees? I want the water to capture your knees so that it can rise to the place where you can be productive for your generation. You cannot skip from the ankle to the waist, because that is what the generation has been saying. Lord, now that I'm moving, Lord, that I'm moving, because you know that movement is not the same thing as being productive. A generation began to move. In their mind, they had become productive. No, sir. Because you caused me to move. You just wanted me to know that the journey was not a static journey. But as I move, you brought me to the second place of the same count lesson. And that's the place of submission. Even though you have started moving right now, even though your life is no longer as it used to be, I still want to bring you under submission. I'm going to bring your flesh under submission, because you think that your movement was synonymous with result. What you call result is nothing compared to when the water will rise to your waist. You just moved. You have not started giving out result. Because Kilaka, if you will let me let the water touch your knees, Abanakazaha, reduce me to submission. Ah,
Aronde kasuta asata abalikasa when Martha saw Jesus, if she fell on her knees, and when Mary saw her, Mary fell. Amado kasa, people of God, asote kasa, nobody falls on their knees, nobody submits kasa. Your problem is that God is saying, submit that habit. He said, Lord, I've kept it for too long. The waters need to rise. Just before you keep celebrating, I know you like this place, the waste. I know you like the place where the water, you swimming in glory. Unfortunately, we don't jump classes in the spirit. I know you wish, God. I want to swim in the glory of God. I want to say, and the Lord says, there's a reason why the water needed to stop at the knees. Because I want to bring you to the place of submission. I want to teach you. Some of the things you call disappointments, we are not disappointments. I was trying to bring you to submit to me. Many times they offended you, and I said to you, go and still apologize to them. Abalaka, I was not trying to ridicule you, I was trying to bring you under submission. Abalikoraza, many times others escaped it and walked away and are free. And it looks like, why is God interested in this matter? Oh, Kataya, all you are saying is that you are like a clay in my hands, and I am the potter. I'm not going to let you go, because you're not going to serve ordinary people, you will serve kings. Reduce me to submission. Because you use the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. Reduce me to submission, that I will not be expecting your voice in a thunder where you want to speak through a little bird. Reduce me to a place of submission. Mekura mana kasanda, eshanda kutaya, that I'll be interested in line upon line, precept upon precept. Karande kushaha, that I've been on a house that has been built, but it was built on the sand. That when the wind came, the storm came, it brought down a beautiful edifice. Reduce me to submission. Shande kosiyara, heberendo kosiyara, herato kosa, asana yana kuta kosa, elibaraka. You thought that I, the Lord, were ridiculing your Christianity. I wasn't ridiculing you. I was fortifying you, because there were so many people that saw a grace that led them to where they swam. They swam, but they had no idea, asana kaha, that where grace took them to character could not sustain it. Reduce me to submission. Before disaster will hit me, without warning, bring me to a place, and I will hear a voice from behind me saying, this is the way, walk in it. When I turn to the right, or when I turn, reduce me to the place, I'm submitted to your will, I'm submitted to your program. Lord, I'm sorry for what I have made it. Instead of me submitting, I am bringing you to a place where I am asking you to submit to my own will. Reduce me to submission. You know how it is? You have a meeting ongoing, and the Spirit of God began to say to me, and he said to me, my son, you're going to have to release yourself for me. There's a meeting I'm about to go for. And the Holy Spirit said to me, you won't do it your way. You won't do it the way you want. You will not just, he said, you're going to let me. And I was telling my wife, I said, see what the Holy Spirit is saying to me. He says, do not think about the meeting. Don't even prepare for it. Release yourself to me. That is what not to tell a man who wants to go and be sure that he doesn't do the wrong thing. Let me prepare myself. But submission says, not my will, but thy will be done. Randa kosi yanabaha. Bring me to a place where my will is not higher than yours. Bring me to a place, korabasha, where I don't think I can play games with you and still come out of it. Shande barokosa. Break my strongest point. Rande kosi indakaha. Libara kotosia. Because the problem, my water is not overflowing, it's not because you don't care.
But because the waters has not yet captured my knees, Randa Kosa, Rabala Kazada, Lebarada. A songwriter says, down at your feet, O Lord, is the most high place. Karaba, if I rush through the song, he said, there's no higher calling. There's no greater than to bow and kneel before you. It's not physical kneeling. It's not physical kneeling. Then to be submissive. If I said to you, standing here, there is such an easy feat. If I said to you, oh, you know your pastor, God has brought me to the place where I am all submitted. I lied. Maraboshia, every day of my life is a call for submission. Apostle Paul said, I die daily. I die daily. Every day is a call for submission. Because you have no idea. Only a few people have experienced. Listen, not a lot of people. All these people who are talking about, you know, swimming in the water. Not a lot of people are swimming. Not a lot of people. Look, you see that dimension of swimming in glory. Only a few men afforded the chance and opportunity to swim in that level of glory. But he says, let the water come to your knees. I want to capture your knees before I capture your waist. I want to be able to capture for me to live with Christ. And even if I die, it's gain. Because all I care about is I want to be submitted. What is important is that I am with you. If you answer, I am already submitted. If you delay me, I am already submitted. If I see your power, I'm already submitted. If I don't see your power, I'm already submitted. I've long passed the level of getting offended in God and asking God, are you there? Are you not there? I don't call you God because of what you do. I am totally submitted. So lekoraba shandelika kerebolo shiarabaha alikadaha. If you take me through the wilderness, you are God. If you bring me to a place of plenty, you are God. If I wake up in the morning and all I see is your goodness, you are God. If I wake up in the morning and I see you training me, listen, people of God, one of your greatest privileges is to have people in your life who the Lord raises with whips in their hands every now and then. I could have been used by God to bring you to a place of submission. You see, the flesh, it doesn't want to submit. It doesn't want to submit. Even if I stop here, I'm afraid I'll still continue next week. I'll still continue next week. I know I had already told you that we're going to end this series of emergence today. But I'm afraid that it doesn't look like we're going to end it today. Because you know what? Mashandia, God, the matter of submission, Kikalo is your kalasa. You know, the truth is that there were men that God raised and they moved. They thought they had submitted. They moved, they thought, once they moved because the waters came to their ankle, and immediately they began to move. And God is saying, would you let me measure again? Can I just measure? Say, no, Lord, we are fine. Don't leave your measuring line. Leave your measuring line. Because every measuring showed that there was a level yet to get to. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Every time the man with the measuring line measured, he discovered, yeah, there's yet a level to get to. There's yet a level to get to. There were nights the Lord wanted to sit you down. Let us measure your commitment. I said, Lord, I am trying. And the Lord said, let's measure it again so that I will show you the next level to get to. Bring me to a place of submission. You know, there's a level of submission you have. It's not tithe. It's not religion. I'm submitted to not have the Lord wait for me. I'm submitted enough to know that I'm not looking for human validation to fulfill His will. I'm submitted enough that I am not waiting for anybody to smile at me for me to akuranda kasa. I'm not sure they are. Some folks will call you names, but if you don't know my calling, don't ever tell me what to do and what not to do. If God didn't speak to you about me, Some women were born normal. Others were born absolutely abnormal. If John the Baptist lived in our days, we'll call him names. If John the Baptist lived in our days, we'll say, is he only you? Why are you wearing camel's hair? Why are you eating locust and honey? Why? But his was an assignment. You are one submission away from another rising of glory on your life. You are one submission away from another rakilando sukoto shoteya. Eberende kosiyana ha, libera kotosiya, ende kosetusha ya, ebele koneseya, matakasa, endo sukotosiya, balaka, anda kasa tusiya. And the Lord says, Kalaba, all I need you to do is submit your will, submit your strongest point, submit the things I say. Ah, lebasha, Lord. This is who I am. This is the way I want to do life. This is all I can become. This is everything. And the Lord says, submit to me. Submit to me. Shobalekara, never come to God expecting him to smooth talk you into submission. No father smooth talks their child into submission. No, that's not a father. That's a stranger. When the stranger wants to cancel you, he will cancel you. See, what I'm telling you is that this thing you're doing is not good. Some of us grew up with our mothers that beat us without our knowing why we were beaten. We had our fathers screaming to our heads, and then they scream and say, this is wrong. They are not ready to explain to you why it is wrong. All they know is that it is wrong. Suddenly we sit back and begin to ask God, can anybody explain to me why this is right or wrong? No, sir. That's not what he's asking for. He says, let me bring you to a place of submission where you will look at the man you were and the man you are, and you say, Jesus has gotten me all submitted. When you can look at the man you were and say, Korandesha, Handabaka, nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but it is Christ that lives in me. Morokoshaha, I would have lied to you from the beginning of the series till now if I never told you that the heartbeat of the master in this season is that the master is not looking for people who are energetic. The master is not looking for people like Peter who's got the sword in their knife. I'm ready to cut off anybody who wants to stand on the way. The master is looking for people who are submitted. Take my will. If this is all you want, Lord, take it. If all you want is my heart, take it. If all you want, anything you want, take my will. Am I communicating? Wherever you are, would you lift up your two hands and declare after me, say, oh Lord, reduce me to submission. I want you to thunder it again. Say, oh Lord, reduce me to submission. Say, Father, reduce me to submission. Say, oh Lord, whatsoever that is in my life that does not glorify you. Say, oh Lord, whatsoever that is in my life that does not glorify you. Say right now, let it die. Let it die. Let it die. Let it die. Let your amen thunder louder. And people of God, you know, it had to take from the knees. Shendebekara, Ebarasandia, Araboshia. I want to say one more thing right now. The Holy Spirit said to me, you are done for tonight. Please rise on your feet. I felt like I needed to say one more thing, but I heard the Lord say, tell my people to pray under submission. Raise your two hands and begin to say, Lord, reduce my will, reduce my desire. Reko to the place of submission. When your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart, I'll agree. My answer will be yes. My answer will be yes. I want to be submitted to your way. I want to be submitted. Let me love what you love. Let me be hungry for what you are hungry for. Hallelujah.
I don't want to adjust it to fit me. Let the water remain on my knees. It is the water that is on the knee that rises to the waist. It's the water that is on the waist that becomes overflowing. That we do not fight like those that beat the air. Akora da kasa, ashata ta, epeleka, araka. I don't want to submit in my character, and my finances are not submitted. Arakada, I don't want to submit my finances. Arakoda, while my heart is not submitted, I don't want to submit my heart. Eshakata, epeleka, where an important area of my life is not submitted. Kopotokotone, ashapata kata, rapate kole, ashabadara, esibalaka. In the name of Jesus,
lift up those two hands. I pray for you today. In your will, in your thoughts, in your desire, I pray, may the Lord bring you to a place of submission. Can I pray again? In your word, in your will, in your thought, may the Lord bring you to a place of submission. You know, you must realize that our battle is a battle of who you are submitted to. Every time you're not submitted to God, something else is calling for your submission. Yes, sir. Every time you're not submitted to God, you are submitted to some other thing. There are no neutral zones in submission. Every reputation that makes submission difficult. They may not necessarily be pride. Every reputation that makes submission difficult. Today I decree that they are destroyed right now. Oh, Satata, Leberekodo Shiada, Zendekurashada. Father, we pray today that your people will understand what you're doing in this time. That not one man, one woman will live here not submitted to your will, to your desire. We say yes. We say yes. We say yes. We don't just say yes for the exploits. We say yes for those private instructions. We say yes to forgiveness. We say yes to no bitterness. We say yes to loving you with all our hearts. We say yes, enough of playing with additions. We say yes, enough of the wrong behaviors. Yes to your will. Yes to your desire. Yes to what you want. We are submitted to you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Somebody lift your two hands and say, Lord, I say yes. Say it again like you mean it. Say, Lord, I say yes. Say it again like you mean it. Say, Lord, I say yes. Declare it again. Say, Lord, I say yes. Father, we thank you. We decree it is done. In the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Wherever you are, would you put together your offerings? Put together your offerings, your tithes, and your partnership. Would you rise on your feet? Rise on your feet, wherever you are. and begin to make it a wave offering before the Lord. The account details of the church are on the screen for everyone willing to. Begin to wave your offerings, your tithes, and your partnership. Thank God that God just wanted us to stay on this matter. But next week, there's going to be an exploit version. Everything I asked you to write, please bring them next week. Bring them next week. There's an exploit version of what we're about to get into. Father, let the blessings of those who have honored you with their offerings, their tithes, and their offerings and their partnerships be our portion today. In Jesus' name, we have